Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, Taylor. Hey, Carol. Is Brad here?
I'm here.
I just need to talk like this, bro. I know you.
So who's gonna open it up?
Yeah.
What you said, Bert? What?
Is Bert on the line? She's not.
I guess she didn't reach it.
Well, if I open her mic, I can see her here.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh yeah, perfect now.
Oh, okay.
How are you? So, who's going to host the call today? Who would like to host? Barry, you want to host? So I'm going to start. So good morning, everyone. I hope you guys are having a great Friday so far. This is our intern show. Today is September 18, 2020, and we'll be discussing the fifth and sixth steps toward riches. It's going to be imagination and organized plan. We can start by giving our own point of view and sharing our insights. Who would like to go first?
Okay, so I'll go first. From the chapter imagination, I feel like it's very critical, setting out your goals and your plans in life. I feel like that's where, all of the plans and goals are first created. So, I've been developing an imagination and actually working from it, bringing it to light, writing it on paper, is one of the first steps you can acquire riches.
Yes, perfect. And what I can say about the chapter is also I guess we divide it into two parts, synthetic imagination and creative imagination. Basically, synthetic imagination is like this, not a big thing, nothing. You work with material or of experience already exists and you try to move forward. It's basically the most used faculty by the inventor, with the exception of those people who try to go beyond that imagination and create a creative imagination. So creative imagination is going to be something that come from nothing, just you trying to create something from scratch and trying to use it and bring something revolutionary. So we divide into two parts, how I say creative imagination and creative imagination. And basically through the chapter, you understand that imagination is the key to base any success. You want to accomplish something or do something new and try to move forward with it. At least you'll be, he's the first one to create that. He's the first one that we heard saying this. And, basically, it will resonate me. Because, you can see, while going deep in the chapter, to try to show you that, nothing is impossible. You just have to believe in it. Taylor, Bill.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Go on.
Would you like to go now? All right.
You go.
So from what I saw from the chapter and from what I remember from my readings of that chapter, imagination is kind of giving you the tools to think outside yourself and think outside, your box. Because for most of us, we I know for me sometimes it's hard to move somewhere or to get better at something when you cannot see it. So when with this chapter with imagination comes to place, is asking you to take a leap of faith in yourself by making sure that you've concreted all your plans, even from step one. It's making sure that even though you cannot see the next step, you know you did all the prior steps to make that goal happen, to making sure you outlined your desire, to making sure you planned every, not planned every step, but planned the critical steps to get there. So I feel like, if I remember correctly from our last intern shows, imagination was the midpoint, or imagination or organized planning was the midpoint to seeing, well, if the work that you did prior makes sense and you took time and due diligence to do it and to plan it, then you should not have any problem moving forward. Even though you cannot see where you're going, you can picture it. You can have some sort of a picture because you drew all the outlines before it. So that's what I got from this chapter.
Girl?
Yeah. Hi. I hope I'm clear enough. There's some noise around me, but I'm trying to move away from it. From this particular chapter, I analyzed it in two different ways. Like, I read about synthetic imagination and creative imagination and saw the differences between the two of them and how you can achieve your goals using your imagination by following the two different categories of imagination. So like synthetic imagination would require you to like arrange all concepts and ideas and plans into new combinations. So it's kind of the thing we do when we get an education. You have a base to like a foundation to project your goal through. So you have like the education foundation. You've seen what everybody else has done, and you check what you can improve on or what other way you can make this particular thing that already exists better. Then creative imagination, really getting something out of nothing. So for example, like before Amazon existed, like they had to go through a creative process to kind of analyze what kind of market they'd get. And it was something that was never done before, and they managed to do it. It's such kind of thing that comes out of almost nothing, you could say, but there is always a basis for it. You could cultivate it using all the people around you, everything you see around you, and imagining something new. That's what I got.
From that, could you low-key say that this chapter kind of ties in with persistence? It's kind of like the willpower to just stick in and keep trying.
Could you repeat that?
I said, could you somewhat relate this chapter to persistence? Not like a direct connection, but it's kind of like if you have this one key element of being able to think critically and creatively, then you are able to keep moving on.
Yeah, I feel that every chapter in this book is related, and since you related persistence and imagination, it would come about when you're coming up with something new and you don't want to give up on it.
Mm.
Like you have to project, envision it and keep on working on it, because everything is not perfect at the beginning, but you continuing to cultivate this culture is what will propel you to your goal eventually.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are you guys
so,
in your process? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Gunnar.
You said, where are we in our process?
Like, has anyone ever, like, started the process to, like, writing down their goals and planning themselves?
Mm-hmm. I did.
I have
too.
Dang, I feel left behind now.
Yes, but still, I think I still have issues. But I'm trying to write down, I'm taking, I'm scratching back, I'm writing in.
I'm still all over the place.
I feel the thing that has helped me with that kind of writing down goals and following them is having the mindset that it doesn't have to be perfect. So that's what was preventing me, because if I sit down, I have to do it in a way that satisfies my OCD, in quotes. So I came up with a way of telling myself it doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to wake up and envision this and write it down. And even if you don't follow through the end of the day, at least you have some mark down that you followed through up to a certain point. So it doesn't have to be perfect. It can be like just day-to-day goal and not something too substantial, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
How are you guys doing? Because I haven't done mine yet, sadly. How have you guys' plans or, like, written statements come together?
You said plans
John,
or written statements?
John, I think you're the best to answer that question. You're the best to answer that question.
And or written statements, sorry.
Say that again, Taylor.
I said, how have, like, since you guys have actually started, like, formally, like, the book explains stuff, like, writing down what you need to do and the steps to get there and what are your desires and your goals. How has it worked for you since you've written them down?
Okay, well, I would say before I started writing my goals and my action plans for the week or month or, you know, the next 1 year or 5 years, first, I wouldn't get much stuff done and I would always procrastinate or, you know, put it aside, never thinking, you know, it was of such importance. But one time ago when I first started, I had like an overall goal and then I would just plan steps, you know, weekly or daily to get towards it. And when I saw that I actually, you know, reached my goal in terms of, I would say, like completing an assignment for school and college, even small things like that, I saw that it actually worked. And I would take, you know, little increments, not necessarily doing it all at once. But, you know, just planning it like to complete a paragraph a day or something like that, you know, it gets you, you know, to your goal much faster instead of saying, okay, I want to complete everything one time, you know, which isn't, you know, a smart idea to do. So I'd say for me, it's helped me to work a lot, organize all of my plans and goals, helped me to organize my life, and also helped me to get a lot much more done. And I also have something to work towards instead of, you know, guessing.
I will say that because even though I have not formally written down, like, my mission statement, like the book explains it, I've slowly and, like, steadily gone into working on myself and my mental health. So, like, every day, like, I'll write out my feelings or something like that. And then I've started planning out my weeks in advance because I've noticed that one thing that hinders me is that I forget everything and then I will remember at the last minute. So I feel what you're like saying about like you taking the time and the due diligence to like plan out something so you don't have to worry about it later.
Mhm.
And it works.
Yeah. I recently printed out. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I was gonna say I recently printed out some sheets. It's like a week planner, so you get to. On the weekends, I plan to write out all of my plans for the following week. And, you know, I started yesterday, so I only have plans for today and tomorrow. And I feel like, you know, it's a good step to, you know, help me have things organized, like you say, instead of, you know, forgetting things. So just writing down the things that are top of mind, you know, top priority for the entire week, because I do kind of have a schedule already set up for me. So some of the things are kind of recurring, so this will help me to remember them, stick it up on my wall. And like I say, it's a whole week. It has Monday through Sunday on it. So, yeah, this will be my first time trying it out this way, much more organized. But most of the times I just write it down inside of a book and date it.
I understand what you're saying, and that's really good, John. I've been doing similar things. But the thing is, for me, I get overwhelmed when I plan, and I get overwhelmed when I'm planning and I don't like see a daily kind of build up to the thing. So what I've done with my goals is I've made like a daily on what I'll be doing every day. So for example, I'm senior year and I'm doing my senior project. So when I think of all the 25 pages I'm supposed to write of a certain topic, it gets overwhelming. So I've just decided to like give it like 1 morning and 1 hour in the evening, something like that. And it's been working well.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what amazing. I will say, what I will say. Wow.
Go ahead, Taylor. What I will say something from this book, everything up to this chapter kind of gave me, because I don't think there's a chapter on patience, but one thing I have seen from this chapter, and it has, not from this chapter, but up everything up to this chapter, has this book given you guys like a sense of patience? Because every time or every chapter, he's always like, or he always explains that like these things don't happen overnight. It took such and such years. It took him, I think, almost 20 years to write the book. And that's given me some sort of goal of patience with myself. Like, with certain things, like, everyone kind of starts them, and then they don't see immediate results. So they're like, nah, this doesn't work. I'm going to give up. It's that, like, but I feel like from this chapter, not from this chapter, but from everything up to this chapter, it's given me a sense of patience with myself and with my career goals. Like, I understand I'm not going to become the greatest CPA overnight. It takes days and weeks of studying and preparation. So, like, to be kinder to yourself in certain situations like that. Can y'all speak to that?
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, I did, like, after starting reading this book, like, this put me back, like a whole lot. Because I would say before reading this book, I was just, you know, going off of life and my own knowledge and understanding. And, you know, in the Bible it says, you know, man cannot, live up their own understanding alone. So I feel like this book and also a few other books that I've read helped me a lot with, you know, having patience and realizing, like you said, that nothing's going to happen overnight. So I would say for me, I've learned a lot of stuff about myself, and, you know, it did help me to, you know, kind of take a step back and realize that, you know, the groundwork has to actually be solid, like the foundation has to be laid before I can, you know, make it to the next level. So, yeah, patience for me, it's been a really good learning experience, and it's something I'm still learning.
Good name, bro.
I went into organized planning before.
Yeah.
Everything else, our conversation slithered into organized planning. So, I could get into the specific ideas I got, and then each of you could do the same. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in the sixth principle, organized planning, I learned that you should always fix your mind on something. A lot going on in your life, you have to have like a specific goal you're leading to, like an exact amount of like money you want to get at a particular time, at a certain time, or like your goal has to be exact and clear for you to actually work on it and achieve it. And then you have to decide exactly what it is that you will give in return for the money you desire. So like whatever you're giving out to receive whatever goal you want to achieve. For example, I'm good in math, so I could be teaching math as a service to get some money. And you need to like set a date for you to achieve that particular goal you set out for yourself. And that's just like clearly defining what you want to achieve and making a deliberate step to achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
And also read your statement out loud. As he said it, into organized planning, you're going to be the last step. And in that case, it's just a way to enhance like the impression in your mind that you're already right there, even though you didn't realize it yet. Basically, he's trying to explain in this chapter that you have to, your subconscious mind
we'll definitely try to, whatever you have a statement, try to make your dream to reality. So you have to believe in it before like reaching there. You should be able to listen to it during the day, or read during the day, or at night, or saying out loud. And the cool thing is that you can even record yourself like listening to it, or you can put it as a background picture. So the perfect supplement for everything is going to be easier for you onto your day-to-day to know that you have a goal to achieve by the end of the year, by the end of the month, or in a fixed time frame. And also deeper in the chapter, he's trying to explain also about leadership skills, self-control, definiteness of plan, pleasing personality, cooperation, and all those stuff. I don't know, because my book is French. I just can't defend in English. And basically what he's trying to say is like you have to move forward towards your goal no matter what, at work as well as in your private life. No leader, no captain. You must know exactly that you have to take action and move forward, like if you want to move your ship to wherever you want to go. Based on what I understand about organized planning, and there's nothing standing between us and success. It gets that we have to format our mind, brainstorm ourselves, brainwash ourselves, and in order to move forward. If we lack ambition to aim our goal, we won't be able to reach our goal. If we lack of well-defined purpose in life, if we lack of self-discipline, if the environment we live is not a good environment that people could influence it to move forward, is bad. Lack of passion is going to be bad as well. Negative personality will be bad as well. So he's trying to give us like advice also to move forward in order to reach our goal. You have to organize your life in a way that, or in such that at least, is going to help you like to reach what you really need to reach. So basically, it's one of the important chapters. I'm not saying it's the important chapter, but one of the important chapters to show you what is really the key of success. So that's my insight for organized planning.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it feels like he's turning your own personal mental goals into like its own little religion. Like you have your book, you have your daily mantra, and then you have kind of that untouched space for room and growth. And I feel like it's a great thing, honestly, truly. He kind of turns like your own personal and like self-improvement into your own little religion.
I don't understand. Say it again. I couldn't hear you well. My voice is low.
I said he kind of like turns your own personal goals and self-worth and improvement into like your own little religion. Like you have a book that you rely to and that you base off of, and you have a mantra that is created, even though it's created by you, you repeat it every day to yourself, morning, day, and night, and you kind of live by it. And I feel like that's why so many people find so much success off of it, because it is like, it's not like a regular religion like Catholicism or like Islam, but it's like your own personal mini religion that you can base yourself off of and grow off of and see, not as a spiritual, but somewhat like a spiritual guide created by you. See, okay, now it makes sense. Now the book makes sense. I mean, sorry, I had to explain that out loud to myself.
But now the book makes sense. You have 1 minute.
Now it makes sense because, like, when you read it, because remember last when we were all here together, we were like, this is so repetitive, but it was that feeling of like auto suggestion trying to get you to believe what you're saying to yourself already, or what you believe that you can do out loud. So like, I don't know why it just clicked for me that it's like your own little personal religion.
Yeah, I mean, like that. What you used to say that the book is still, it's like too much repetition in it. But I guess we're just trying to make sure we understand the point that everything is linked in the book. So we basically have like 1 minute left. You guys want to add something? You have 1 minute left now. You guys want to add something like 20 seconds each. Beryl.
Yes, I can. I'm here.
You want to add something? Mm-hmm. We have 40 seconds left.
Oh, no, I don't have anything. I just enjoyed reading the three chapters again because I had to read it for the show today. And yeah, it's been lovely hearing from all of you and all your goals and how you're achieving them.
Thank you so much. It's not the same anymore. I miss actually seeing you guys' facial reactions. Right, going live in the office next Friday so we could do this in person. We should, to be honest. Don't worry, I will fly back there. Get me my flight. Rene, you gotta come too.
When are you coming? The show is over anyway, so it's not recording no more.
Okay. So, what is our next topic for next week before we get called up?
We just have to go. Decision.
What's the next decisions? Ooh.
Decisions.
Didn't we have a really good discussion on that last year? Last time.
Didn't we talk about
it? We did, but we can like update ourselves on where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how you.
Somebody
I don't know if you remember.
Should we do decision in person today?
Hey Taylor.
Hmm.
Where's Taylor?
You going to the office today?
Yes. Alrighty.
Okay. So, are you there already?
Yes. So. See you guys next Friday, 8:30.
Okay. Yes.
Did you call your senior prophet?
What did
you say? Did you call your senior prophet?
Yeah, I've begun. I'm like 7 pages in. so that's progress. Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Best of luck. I'll talk to you.
Thank you. Okay. See you guys later.
John, go to work. See you later. John, go to work. Miss Anne waiting on you.
See you guys. What's so funny?
Go to work. Miss Anne is waiting on you. I'm gonna end the episode right now.